Welcome to Crooners and Coffee Shops, everyone. My name is Heather. Today I have Spenny Nix here, all the way in Canada. Oh. Woot woot.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah. Spenny, we would love to hear about how you got started in music.
Yeah, totally. Well, I've kind of been doing music for a long time. Like ever since I was a kid, I've been pretty fascinated with it. I think the first time I got introduced to music, like live music and performing, was my cousins used to put on these little shows at our family get-togethers. So I was really young. Like I'm talking like maybe 4, 5, 6 or something. And they used to put on these shows. They loved the Beatles. So they just, their family had this little band and they put on these shows. And when I saw them perform, I was just like, this is amazing. And I got really into it. So I started playing guitar at a really young age, probably around six years old. And then from there, it was just kind of, you know, I just always wanted to learn how to play something or learn how to sing or learn how to do whatever. And I got really into it pretty quick. So that's kind of how I got started in it. And then once high school hit, I just kind of thought, okay, I want to do this music thing. I want to be an artist or I want to be a songwriter. And yeah, so I started taking vocal lessons. I started taking all that stuff and I just kept rolling. And it's been fun so far since then. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got pretty serious about it at a young age. And, you know, sometimes when you get older, like middle school, high school, like your interests change dramatically. And it's awesome to hear that it kind of just stuck with you and made you more ambitious to pursue music.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, part of it might have been the fact that I just wasn't really into anything else. Like I wasn't good at anything else, like, you know, like school and stuff. I was okay. But when it came to music, I just always had a good time. So and that's when I started actually performing in high school. I was kind of blessed with an awesome high school that had like a really great music program. And so I started, you know, they had these guitar shows where they put them on for the whole town and whoever wants to come, for the parents in this theater. So I got a lot of chances to start performing, you know, pretty young. And I just loved it. That's like my favorite part of the whole music thing. So yeah, I kept going. It was good.
Yeah, shout out to all the schools with awesome music programs.
Yes.
And also PSA to please put money into music programs for schools.
Yes, please. Let's do it.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. So you just released a new single, So Lovely, and we are in love with it, pun intended.
Oh, thank you so much. That's awesome.
Yeah. For those who haven't had a chance to, you know, discover how awesome it is, would you like to share with our listeners about how the song kind of came to be lyrically and instrumentally?
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I'm really, it's kind of cool because it's a much different song than I've put out in the past. Normally, well, kind of my music career, as far as releasing music goes, has been a little bit different than others. So I started putting out music about 5 years ago as my real name, Spencer Nicholson, which is, you know, there now it's out in the world. And, you know, and it was cool, but I wanted to take a different direction on my sound. And I was kind of starting out back then. I just felt like I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I just knew I loved music and I'd write songs. And as soon as I'd write them, I put them out. And, you know, now I look back and I don't like some of them. I think that's the case for a lot of artists. You're just like, oh, that's so cheesy or that whatever. So starting about last year, I changed my stage name to Spenny Nix, which has been my longtime nickname since high school, like forever. Everyone called me Spenny Nix. So I switched it to that. And then I started releasing music that is a little bit different than I normally would have put out. So it was So Lovely. You know, it was kind of cool. I wrote the song with a good friend of mine and my producer. His name is Dom Tenaglia. And he's actually produced a couple songs of mine now, a few songs. And in the future, we're going to be continuing to release music together. We just, you know, I feel like we work really well together. But yeah, so we started off, it was actually the first song that we started kind of seshing with when I first moved to LA. So I was in LA and we were just in his bedroom, just kind of coming up with ideas, hanging out. And for the most part, musically, we kept it pretty minimal than my last stuff. Normally, I have a lot of synths in there and I'm, you know, I always want to make it big and I always want to make it something that everyone can dance to or something. But this time we just kind of kept it to that main kind of drum groove with a bass line on top and the whole song kind of rides on that. And it's really fun because I like doing different things and having kind of a different style or different sound to everything I do because I like all different styles of music and stuff. So musically we kept it pretty minimal, just a lot of voices if you know anything about me or my music at all, you'd know that I love stacking vocals. I do it quite often, like almost every one of my songs. I grew up listening to Justin Timberlake and like all that stuff. So I really like, you know, that influences me a lot. So anytime I'm recording vocals, I do a lot of stacks and I do a lot of harmonies and I try to make it sound all crazy. So that we kind of kept it to that, you know, like we have a lot of little textures here and there with like sound effects or whatever you want to call it to make the details really nice and crisp. But for the most part, musically, we kept it really minimal and just kind of groovy. And you can kind of sit down and listen to it. It's a little sexy as well. So, you know, we try to, yeah, we just had fun with it. It was a really good time. And then lyrically, as far as the lyrics go, the first kind of line I came up with was the first line in the song, which is like, no, it's not do or die, baby, I'm just trying to get to know ya. And as soon as we kind of came up with those lyrics, you know, I sang it for the first time in the demo and Dom was like, oh, that's it. That's awesome. So after that, I kind of just created this story around something super relatable that people can kind of relate to. And it was really cool. So kind of the song is about just being totally into somebody and unashamed of it. And you're just kind of going for the ride and having a fun time. And, you know, the end lyrics description, just waiting on you to love me like that. Which is just like, okay, I'm totally into you. I'm ready. Just whenever you're ready, let's just get this thing rolling. And I feel like that's super relatable to a lot of people. So it's kind of how it started. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I like that you kind of mentioned that you wanted to go on a relatively minimalistic route in terms of the sound of it, because, you know, sometimes less is more. And when, especially when you're doing all the side details, like the layering and the harmonies and everything, like it really stands out more, which is like how it comes through on So Lovely. You chose a universal theme, like everybody's all about relationship type songs, whether it's about love or it's about breakups, and it's just everybody experiences them. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a fun project to do, and we've had it finished for a really long time. Like I think we finished it over 6 months ago fully, and we've just kind of been waiting and holding on to it. So it's fun to have it out there now and have people be able to listen to it and vibe with it. And yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
And I wanted to ask you, how would you say that the songwriting, recording, and even the marketing process for So Lovely was similar or different than that of your past releases?
Yeah, so it's funny you ask, because it was so different than anything I've normally done. Like normally my songwriting process is I kind of come up with an idea on my own in my room or something, or wherever I am at that moment. And I record a demo, and like almost a full demo. So I kind of get the rough idea of exactly how I want it to sound. And then from there, I'll send it to a friend or a producer or someone that I want to collaborate with. So in this case, it was Dom, and we've done a few songs together already, and it's gone really smooth. But now, you know, for this, it was when we were just kind of sitting down together and he just started coming up with this kind of drum groove. And then we had this synth bass line that wasn't very good. It just kind of started like that. And then we had this piano part. And as the song kind of started flowing, I started coming up with lyrics and started doing that stuff. And it was kind of cool because it was like a very 50-50 collaboration. But then when the real song kind of came in, like we didn't really, this was just kind of like the fun little thing we were doing on the side. Like there wasn't anything really happening with it. But then basically I was living in LA in Encino, and my friend Ron Ayala, he plays bass for me. He's an amazing bass player. Shout out to him. So check him out if you don't know him yet. But he was staying over one night before COVID happened. And I was like, oh, yo, we came up with this beat, me and Dom did, the other day, like, let me play it for you. And I played it. And then I was like, do you want to throw some bass on it? And he started playing. We just kind of quickly hooked up a quick recording setup. And he played the bass that you hear on the record right now. And as soon as he did the line, I was like, whoa, like we just kind of knew already, oh, this sounds really cool. Like this is going to be something. So it kind of went from being, you know, this kind of idea we were just kind of fooling around with to, oh, wow, Ron put the bass on and now it sounds really good. And then from there, I wrote all the lyrics and the melody lines. And then, yeah, so it was a bit of a different process than I've normally done, but it was really fun. You know, I love when things are unexpected like that. And then marketing wise, it was much different too. And I, you know, I'm not actually super happy of how the marketing went. like I said, it's been done for a really long time, and we decided we want to put it out on this day. And then just kind of as soon as we uploaded it and we were getting ready to promote it, and I was going through emails of blogs and different things like that, both Dom and my life just got extremely busy. We were both working like crazy, and he works in a studio in Encino, so he got a lot of jobs going on over there. And so, you know, the marketing wasn't as flashy and as prepared as I would have hoped. But, you know, so far we're getting a few listens and we're getting some good feedback. So I'm pretty happy about it still.
It's definitely been interesting to see the different promotion processes throughout the pandemic. So everybody's strategy has completely changed, you know?
Yeah, totally. Oh yeah, it's so different now. So, and yeah, just as far as promoting goes in general, I don't know how I'd say this, but I'm not very like good at social media or good at kind of like, hey, everyone look at me type thing when it comes to online presence. I like the attention in person, but you know, online it's a little hard. So yeah, it was a bit of a challenge, but you know, I'm getting better, trying to get better at least. So
trying is better than not trying.
Yeah, exactly.
And kind of staying on the topic of social media, do you feel like there's kind of like an unspoken pressure to like constantly have content being released to your audience, or even portraying yourself and sharing things that maybe you might not normally share, yeah, like in an in-person setting?
Yeah, I definitely, at least personally for me, I would say there's definitely that pressure. Like I said, I'm not very into social media. I've never been someone who like really enjoys posting pictures of my life and telling everyone what I'm doing and all that stuff. But in this industry, kind of social media is something you got to master. You know, it's really, I find it so cool that, because back in the day, you never used to, you know, you'd have posters on your walls of your favorite artist, and then you'd go maybe see them in concert, and that was about it. But now, you know, for the last decade or so, everyone can connect with their audience right then and there. So I definitely think because that's a thing, as an independent artist, at least, you kind of feel this pressure of, okay, I need to post today. Or I need to make sure people know what I'm doing so that I'm still relevant, or I need people, you know, so there's definitely some pressure there for sure. But, you know, I don't know. My social media styles have been much different. When I first started releasing music, I was very, okay, I have to kind of emulate these big artists that I admired. And, you know, they had all the promotion and marketing teams behind them, so it was a bit of a knockoff brand of that. So I was trying to be all like, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, come look at me, you know. I'm trying to be all totally not myself. So now I'm kind of taking a different approach where anytime I post anything, it's very chill. I'm like, yeah, everyone come check my music out if you want, and would love to see you there at a show or whatever, you know. It's a little more chill.
Yes, we need chill in our lives.
Yeah, I think after this year, for sure. Yes. We need some relaxing chill time. So.
Oh my gosh, seriously. But yeah, like everything is getting back to normal slowly.
Yeah, so. Slowly. Yeah, I got the vaccine. I'm just waiting for the second dose still, but I got that vaccine.
Woo! So which one did you get?
I got the Moderna one, because in this part in Canada where I got it, that was the only one, except I got kind of sick. I don't know if you guys did too, or anyone else listening, but not everyone did. I got it with three of my friends. We all went together. We lived together. We got the vaccine, and they felt totally fine. And I was in bed for like 2 days. And oh man,
terrible. Yeah, I was the same way. I was like feeling it a little bit on my first one, the first dose. I also got Moderna. Moderna gang, woo!
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
But the second one, oh my gosh, knocked me out on my ass. Like,
really?
I'm so happy that I was strategic and got my vaccines on a Friday so I can just have the whole weekend to chill.
Just to chill out.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, that second one, I think I left the room.
It made me nervous. Get me nervous for the second dose.
Just have, you know, pick a show that you've been meaning to like binge watch,
and just then binge watch it.
Just spend all day in your room.
Awesome.
If your roommates are feeling okay, just have them bring you food and tea and stuff.
Right. I'll just get pampered the whole time.
Yes. I can't leave my room. Just, can you just bring me some tea or water or something?
Actually, that sounds pretty nice. Now that you're describing it all, maybe I'll do that.
I'm glad to have been an inspiration.
Yeah.
So a fun question for you If you could choose three artists to go on a world tour with, who would you choose and what would you name your tour?
Oh, man. So this is a hard question. I'm not going to lie. So let me clarify a bit here. So are we talking like three separate tours, three separate names, or just a tour of the four of us artists?
Huge, like the four of you guys tour.
The four? Okay, okay. All right. So now it makes me, my answer's a bit different here. So, well, the first one.
I would be impressed if you had three tours lined up.
Yeah, well, I mean, in a perfect world, I was thinking that'd be pretty sweet. Just three world tours lined
Hell
up.
My favorite yeah. artist.
That'd be pretty
Hell
sweet. Yeah. So, okay, let me think here. Because the first person that I'd say for sure that has to be my number one is probably Justin Timberlake. Since I was a kid, I've been just a massive fan. When I was really little, my mom, she was listening to NSYNC, like the boy band. Yo, if you listen back to their music, like no one really, I mean, I'm sure people still listen to it, but
always.
Nowadays, if people listen back, it's really good music, honestly.
NSYNC like, Day is a national holiday in this household.
Exactly. Okay, perfect. So you're a fan.
Oh, yes. I am an NSYNC girl. I'm ready for my reunion tour.
Exactly. Yeah. Seriously. When's that coming?
I'm ready to drop some hundreds for this.
Yeah, exactly. Drop hundreds for Justin.
They're not going to be cheap.
No, for sure.
But it's going to be so worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I've just always been a fan. So because my mom was such a huge fan, I kind of grew up listening to that. And then I think actually here's a kind of funny side story if you want to hear it. But I think I was probably like, I mean, probably like four. Like I was really young and I was listening to these, you know, NSYNC records. And I remember I was at like my mom picked me up from preschool. She still tells the story to my family and like anyone. She picked me up from preschool and I guess I had told them that my name was Justin. Like I was like totally into this band. So he's always kind of been an inspiration to me. And so, and also just, I mean, if you've seen the videos of him, his tours and his performances, like, I mean, they're just next level. They're so cool. And so I'd probably definitely say Justin Timberlake would be the first one. The second one I would have to say would probably be Anderson .Paak. He's one of my favorites. And obviously he's an amazing rapper, but he's also just like such an awesome singer, and his songs and his musicality, everything about him, I think is unreal. Plus he's a funny guy. I feel like we get along. So with that being said, I think that Anderson .Paak would, it would be really cool to open for him or something. And then I guess I have to say it, I probably would just choose Bruno Mars as my third. I mean, he's the GOAT, you know, he's just the best. And I definitely am inspired by him a little bit. I'm kind of getting away from that kind of vibe now. My old music, I would be like, oh, I want to write something that's similar to Bruno Mars or something. And now I'm getting into my own sound, but I just, yeah, it's awesome. And actually, so did you hear that new Bruno Mars song? I have.
I really, it's been a few years since he's released something.
Exactly. Like. So the artist that he sings that with is Anderson .Paak. So that's why I said I should probably include Bruno Mars in this tour.
I have listened to Anderson .Paak. Now I have to listen to more Anderson .Paak.
Exactly. Yeah. He's got some really cool, like different stuff all over the place. So if that was the case, yeah, there'd be three. Those would probably be the three artists I think it would be so fun. And I'm trying to think of a tour name, but I think it would be funny to call it something like the Cherry Cherry Tour or like the Pina Colada Tour or something. And here's the reason why. Yeah, see, now everyone's like, what is going on? What is this guy talking about? So I'm currently right now writing a new song called Cherry. And it's just basically about, you know, dancing and having fun. And, you know, I feel like most of my songs are pretty happy and, you know, a good time. And there's a lot of, you know, fruit imagery like lemons and limes and the sweet, sour and stuff. And I'm just thinking in my head, it would be so fun to have this tour where it's just kind of like vibrant colors, fruit tree themed. And we all come out in these like pastel suits and everyone's kind of just getting down to some funky, fun music. And so with that being said, it would probably be something like that. I think that'd be pretty cool.
I'm sold. Get me merch now.
Yeah, seriously. Oh man. Oh, now you're gonna make me think about this all the time. That's gonna be like the new goal. It's trying to go on tour with all three of my favorite artists. Man, that'd be crazy.
Gotta have those hardcore goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Stepping stones.
Yeah. Oh man. Now the pressure's really on, Heather. Now I gotta get going here so I can get that goal.
going to happen. 2022.
2022. Just 1 year. Just 1 year.
Yes, it's going to happen. I believe in you. Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, man. Yeah.
So if you could give your younger self any advice regarding music or what you've experienced with life in general, what advice would you give him?
Whoa. Okay. So, I mean, this is also a hard question because it's, you know, I'm kind of a believer in the fact that, you know, like you might have some rough goes, but it's all kind of happening and you're learning from your mistakes. You're learning from your life experiences. But I mean, as far as music goes, I think the first thing I'd give myself is just kind of be more like yourself and not try to be somebody that you think people want to see or hear or write music that you think people want to hear, because it's all subjective. Everyone's style and genres that they like of music or whatever, it's all subjective. So if, as long as you're more yourself and just kind of write the music you want to write, perform the way you want to perform, there's going to be people who hopefully jump on board the vision and vibe with it. And also, I probably would have not released an album as my first ever release. You know, I didn't really know what I was doing. And I just wrote a bunch of songs and put them in the collective with a good friend of mine. And we just kind of put out the album. And it was a great experience. Like I said, it was an amazing experience. I got to do some cool, you know, music videos. I got to do some cool photo shoots and all that stuff. But when you're starting out as an artist and you're independent, you don't have, and no one knows who you are at all, which there's still, I'm still kind of in that stage, you know, releasing a full 9-track album is probably not the best thing to do right off the bat as far as marketing goes. So I probably would have released a couple singles first, but yeah, that's probably what I'd say. Just kind of be yourself and you do you, and people will jump on board eventually, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like now with modern music listeners, it's very much about like we're into who this person actually is instead of like what all these right. big conglomerates are trying to sell to For us. Sure. Like it was rampant back when we were kids and stuff.
For sure. I feel like you connect with it better too. If it's an artist, they're just being who they are and they're just putting out music because they want to put music out that they really like and enjoy. As listeners, you're just so much more invested, you know, rather than just, oh yeah, he's or he or she is writing a song that sounds just like every other song that's on the top 100 hit right now. You know, it's kind of fun. And also I think indie music, like independent music, is getting way more popular in the mainstream world too, which I find really cool because it's kind of shaping the whole trends in pop music as a whole. So it's encouraging as an independent artist, you know.
Yes, more independent artist love, please. There's so many awesome artists like Spenny over here that are working their butts off trying to provide us with awesome music.
Yeah, well, we're trying. And
what do you hope that your audience will take away from your music?
Honestly, I think that when I write music, I just kind of try to write music that makes people want to have a good time. I know there's a lot of artists out there that are very... write songs about different topics and they try to switch it up. But I think my big thing is I love music that when you listen to it, it makes you feel something that's fun and happy and cool. And I, you know, I hope that people who start to listen to my music and vibe with it, they're just having a good time. You know, I just hope that they take away a sense of joy or something if they listen to it, or they want to party, they'll put on a song. If they want to, you know, slow down and hang out with some people, or just put on a song and just be able to vibe with it. So yeah, I think that I just hope that people just have fun listening to my stuff, you know. That's kind of it, to be honest. Like I'm pretty chill when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So you kind of gave us a sneak peek already on Cherry, but what other big exciting things should we be expecting from you in the near future?
Well, there's quite a lot in the works right now. So how I kind of have been doing things lately is I don't release music as frequently as I should, because I'm a little bit of an overthinker. I want to make sure that it's, you know, okay, when I release a song, it's at the perfect time and people will vibe with it the most, and either in the summer or not the summer, and then I want to wait to release this song next summer. You know, I'm always in my head about how I should release something. But right now I have a big vault of music that I've written, and some songs are completely finished, some songs are almost there. And I'm working with different producers. I almost exclusively work with this one producer, Dom T, who's been the best. You know, he's already done 3 songs, including So Lovely. He's already done 3 songs with me. And that's just been so fun to work with him. And I'm working with some other producers as well. But So there's an EP coming for sure. I don't know exactly when yet, but we have it basically finished and we're just kind of figuring out the final details of that. And I also have a summer single that should be out this summer. We're just kind of holding off a bit because my one friend and producer, his name is David, but he goes by Maryland. And actually, shout out to him. He's releasing a new song on June 21st. And I've heard a sneak peek of it a long time ago when we were working on another song that we did together. And it's an awesome song. So he's going to, you know, everyone go check him out. It's going to be great. It's his first release of his own music. But we have a song that we've been writing together for a long time. Well, I kind of wrote it. I did the whole demo thing, sent it to him, and then he's really shaped it with his own sound, and it's just made it sound really cool. And hopefully that's going to be out this summer. So we just got to wait to see how everything goes with his release on the 21st. And then July is kind of the goal. So that'll be a new song and then an EP. There's a music video coming out for an older song. And yeah, there's quite a lot in the works. So I'm excited to start getting this ball rolling. We can start getting things going. It'll be really fun.
Yeah, awesome. We're excited for everything. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And where can everyone find you online?
Yeah, so I mostly use Instagram. So @Spenny_Nix on Instagram. And if you want to follow me on TikTok, that's the newest thing I'm trying to get into, which everyone should get into, but I'm kind of a little late to the party. So if you want to follow me on TikTok, it's the same. It's @Spenny_Nix. Most of my stuff is just Spenny_Nix. And then there's a new website coming. That's another new thing that's coming in the works. It should be out by the end of the summer. So once that's up, SpennyNix.com will be rolling and you guys can check everything out there. So that'll be really fun.
Awesome. And to go into our coffee shop appreciation portion here at Crinners and Coffee Shops, we love our coffee, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. And we've been doing our best to try and support our local coffee shops and coffee businesses here. I wanted to shout out Traveler's Coffee Cup that is in Northridge. So I got myself a cookie chip latte. And I will say that it is literally a liquid cookie and it instills joy and I want it every day, but I can't because I will probably gain like 80 pounds. Shout out to Traveler's Coffee Cup in Northridge. Do you have any cool coffee shops that you'd like to shout out?
For sure. So, okay, the first coffee shop I want to shout out is a local one at least it was down the road from me when I lived in LA. It's called Sweet Lady Jane's, and I think there's a couple shops now, but the one in Sherman Oaks right next door to where I live, it was awesome. Their coffee is so good, and I'm a vanilla latte guy, and they make the best vanilla latte ever, so definitely shout out to that. And then if I wanted to shout out a coffee shop in Canada, in my hometown, there's a chain that's called Oliver's Coffee. They got some really cool coffee there too, and got some good specialty coffee stuff, so shout out to them. Awesome.
Ooh. Yeah. Spencer, thank you so much for joining us today. It was awesome to finally have you on here.
Yes. Thanks so much. This was so much fun. I appreciate it a lot. It's great.
Yeah. We're excited for all the new releases for sure. And we're wishing you all the best health and hopefully we'll be able to see you in LA soon.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there as soon as I can. So it'll be good. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes. And to our listeners, stay safe out there, everyone, and stay caffeinated.